may have read that a Torah Vedas just appointed a new Rosh Hashiva, a friend of mine, Rabbi Yitzchak Gelichtenstein Shlita. This morning I just came across the Meshus Rav Kohn. This morning I just came across the article that discussed his inaugural shir. And it described that when he got up to the bima to give the shir, he began by saying, "How am I zoicha to this covet?" He wanted to describe that he's a great miyuchas, grandson of the Rav, son of Rav Aaron, great grandson of Rav Chaim. But that's something that people very rarely stop to think about. In difficult times, we often ask ourselves, why do certain things happen to us? But in times of great opportunity, and in times of shefa bracha, we don't stop to think and ask, why did this happen to me? And I think that gives an insight to something that we say every Shemoneh Esrei. Every Shemoneh Esrei, Rav Penner asked that we discuss some more about tefillah this year. The best way to be inspired about tefillah l'aniyas da'ati is to be more mindful of the nuschois that Chazal established for us, and to daven with a greater curiosity as to what is behind each phrase. So, beginning with Shemoneh Esrei, we say Al Kel Al Godol Agim Aneira. Kel Elyon, I think even the R scroll translates as being a supreme. Can't say it. What do you mean a supreme? Seems to indicate that there, kiviyachol, we could compare the Ribbono Shel Olam. Many years ago, was when a Beis HaMedrash wanted to distinguish itself. So there was already a Beis HaMedrash HaGadol, there was already a Beis HaMedrash Gavoya, so they called themselves the Beis HaMedrash Elyon, right? They deserved to be called it. They were the Rashivas of Reuven Grozovsky, produced many, many great Talmidim. Aaron Mariv Leich is a Talmid of that Kufa. They certainly recognized there were other Batei Midrashim, but they were the Beis HaMedrash Elyon, right? They have an Ar Yeshiva. We have the Kol Elyon. Right? Those who organized the Kol Elyon certainly recognized their other Kolim, but this was the Kol Elyon. So, how can we say Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kol Elyon? So we know that the phrase Kol Elyon is from this week's parasha. Malki Tzedek, a koyin le'el elyon. But he says, Baruch Avram le'kel elyon. Baruch kel elyon. Then Avram says, Havi moisi yodi el Hashem kel elyon, kenesh ma'moritz. Later on in Chumash, the end, we say, Bahanchil elyon goyim. So how did Avram Avinu adopt the phrase Kel Elyon? Obviously, Chazal want us to refer back to this parasha. So the Vilna Gaon writes, as quoted by his Talmud, by the Talmidim and Sich Yitzchak, that Kel Elyon means the Ribbono Shel Olam who is above our understanding. It doesn't mean the greatest. It doesn't mean the supreme. It's not a superlative. Kel Elyon means Kadosh Baruch Hu that we don't understand. When you think about it, what Avraham Avinu was saying in that point, Avraham Avinu was just sacrificed everything to save his nephew. And he sacrificed and put on the line everything he had on behalf of the nations that he restored. So at that time, if Avram would feel entitled, it would be at this point in time, and Melech Sodom wants to provide for him. One of the great Hasidic Goyim before the war was of Yisachar Tachtel, the Mishnah Sochim, also known as the author of the Eimavon Sveicha. The Mishnah Sochir in the collected Ha'arvis and Chumash, so he points out that the Medrash says that when Avraham Avinu says, "Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyo in Kenish Mayim Varetz, Im Yichut V'ad Tzrech Naal, Naal, and Im Kach Mikol HaShaloch, V'lo Yisoy Ma'ani Yashayti Yis Avraham," the Medrash says, that was Avraham's Shira. So the Mishnah Sochir says, what was the Shira? And he's simply saying, I'm not taking anything from the physical spoil. So Mishnah Sochir says it was a great Shira. Because what Avraham Avinu was saying, he was saying that the zechus to be the kli of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, whether it was restoring light, whether it was restoring the defeated kings. Avraham Avinu said, I don't want anything to diminish the tremendous chus of doing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bidding. So if I would take Michut V'atzrei Chanoal, if I would say that there is anything else of value, so that would diminish the schus that he felt at that time. Because Baruch Hu wanted something done, it's saying Abara, and he did it. So it became a Shira. So according to the Gra, what Avraham Avinu was saying was, Vayomer Avraham el Melech Sodom, Ami Moise Yodil Hashem Kel Elyon, the God that I don't understand, the God that's beyond comprehension. So, Rachmanu Litzlan, when a person's in a difficult situation, based Tzara, Rav used to say, surrenders his understanding, he says, I don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a Tzidek Adin. What Avraham was teaching us was that a person should have the strength to be able to say, when we experience great bracha from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and great opportunity from Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to say, I don't get it. Avraham Avinu had every reason to say, I understand Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of me. I was mamish, voice and nefesh. I risked everything. And Avraham was saying, the person has to train himself to think, he may have risked everything, but to be considered a shliach Hashem, to be able to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So that's the top. And he's saying, I don't understand. Avraham Avinu was saying, I don't understand why he should be zeichet to this. So that's what Chazal wanted us to appreciate. When Chazal said that we open up the Shemayin Esrei and we say, Kel Agonu Agir Va'aneri Kel El Yoin. So L'chor Chazal wanted to stop for a moment. And to remind ourselves of the, like Avraham Avinu. So before we begin the Bakoshas, while we're still giving Shevach, to remind ourselves that we have such opportunities and such a Shefa Bracha from the Ribbono Shalom. We don't understand. We don't get it. We don't appreciate B'mezachino. Right? B'mezachino. So the Avraham says, "V'yal of Schosavis." That's B'mezachino. At the beginning of a Zman, beginning of Mar Cheshvan, so it's a good time for us to take a step back And we come to Seder to think about these things as well. The mezachinu that we should be able to spend hours and hours, morning Seder, night Seder. Some of us are zeicha to carve out time in the afternoon. To think for a moment that the tremendous zechuyos we have to spend time, hours and hours, chavrusas, learning the sugyas above a kama, learning the Baal Hakim. But mezachinu that we should, Baruch Hashem, have the physical comfort that we have to be able to study with Baruch Hashem and the comfortable way they're able to study. I remember Rabbi Wein very often tells that he was once hosted Rav Kahneman, Rav Shiva Ponovich, at that time. And when Rav Kahneman was visiting him, so he received those times there were telegrams. He received a message that the Talmidim were so upset with the lunches in the yeshiva that they were going on strike. Going on strike in Ponovich meant that you only learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. That was the... And Rav Kahneman saw this and he said, if they would know what we didn't have in Europe and learned. And then he caught himself and he said, yeah, it's a different door. It's a different time. But to think about the zechuyos that we have to be able to engage in the learning that required such mesiras nefesh of previous generations. And we can Baruch Hashem do so in comfort and do so with dibur chaverim. Baruch Hashem have our Rebbeim around to guide us, to learn from. That's Kilelia. We have to appreciate that we don't really understand. Again, everybody is chusavis, Baruch Hashem. But our own zechuyas. I think that's perhaps once one begins that Mahalach Machshava, so then probably the next step is that the promise that we all have. The Mezachinu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a certain achrayas. For being able to have this great zchus means that there comes the achrayas. Right? That's the holy side of the beginning of the Masechta. Kol shechavti v'shmirasi, achsharti es nizkai. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a certain bracha. In this case, it's a certain material. So the zachrayas that comes with it. The person becomes responsible. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we say, we don't appreciate how it's coming to us. We can't really figure out what zchuyos we have. But the Mahalach Machshava then is to say, but then the achrayas that we all have to find how we can employ those brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us and is giving us and providing us to find our chelak, our contribution, our sense of achievement, what we want to accomplish. That's the beginning of Zman. Look at Baba Kam and see what's the goal? How much be'i and how much be'kiyas? What are we going to understand? What at the end of the Zman, what we're going to say, this is, we now understood ideas or understand things that what ma'arochis are we going to put together for ourselves? What iyunim do we want to accomplish? What dafin do we want to accomplish? And then, that's the way that we should think when we say to come to Kelelion. Kelelion? Like Avraham Avinu. But the achrayas that then it places upon us, each one to find their chelek, to find their koiches, to express our appreciation of the tremendous achus that we have, and translate that into accomplishments that we set for ourselves. Not things that are over the top that will create anxiety and disappointment, but things a little bit more than we think we could accomplish. A little bit more. And Bez Hashem will, with this Mahalach Machshava, as we begin davening and begin learning and begin Zaman, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will then revisit great bracha, not only great opportunity, but great accomplishment as well, that we'll look back and see that we've accomplished so much in the Mesichta and understanding, and have even a greater sense of the Zechus and Zechus that we have. Thank you.